This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we studied the prayer of the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12. Today, let's look at the life of Epaphras, a guy mentioned twice in Colossians, and Philemon 23. Colossians 1:7 says, "The Colossians heard the good news of Jesus Christ from Epaphras, who had lived among them. He is identified as a dear fellow servant who was faithful in his work for Jesus Christ, both in their midst and as a partner of Paul." He is mentioned again in Colossians 4:12-13, where it adds that he sends greetings. It says he is always wrestling in prayer for them, that they would stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. Paul affirms his diligence in his work as a representative of the believers in Colossae, Laodicea, and Hierapolis. These were three cities forming a triangle just east of Ephesus in Turkey. Here was a man who helped establish the church in his hometown, Colossae, and then was sent by this church to be part of the missionary force in planting churches elsewhere. According to Philemon, he was in prison with Paul for his activities. But he wasn't pouting or complaining about this. He was praying. He was praying all the time. He was praying intensely, implied by the word wrestling. He was praying strategically, that they may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. He didn't let his circumstances get the best of him. In fact, he did his best work in the worst of circumstances. You can't do any better than pray. Let me encourage you to follow his great example. And I would like you to pray for me as well, that I too might follow his example.